Hello, everyone. Welcome back. It is the long-awaited return of the Philosopher's Stone podcast. How long has it been since our last episode, Sam?
365,000 years.
Yes, in ant years.
Ant years and human years are the same. We all go around the sun in the same amount of time.
No, okay, so why wouldn't that mean that dog years are the same then?
They are. People just make up some bullshit about their dogs.
No. Everybody experiences, a species experience time differently, okay?
Oh, just because
cat, she might only, like, I might only be seeing her experience one day, but in her life, she's taken about 6 full sleeps during the day. So that might be 6 days for her. It's like that guy from TikTok that's dividing up his day into 5 days, and he's, that way he's way ahead of you, you know? You ever see that guy?
No, I must be like 10 weeks behind him.
He's like, I could get 4 days into one day. That's why I'm so productive. He's like, 7 a.m. to noon, that's day one, right? It was a pretty popular meme because it was so ridiculous what he was trying to say. But I think my cat's...
I think if you had 5 extra days per day, you would just end up doing 25 times more work per week.
That's what this guy's point was, is that he divides his days up into 3 days into one day. And so he gets 3 days worth of work into one day.
Yeah, but what benefit does he get? He's just working like 100,000 times as much.
He got absolutely ripped apart on the internet because of the logic. There's no logic there whatsoever. Anyways,
The logic is bad. I think we should get into this. A, the logic is bad. And B, if you could like somehow fit 5 full days into one day, life wouldn't be any better. You would just be busier and busier.
No, I know. It's this grind set mindset. It's poisoning our culture.
Poisoning
another universe. Another way, another reason I look to my cats for inspiration. You know what? They might be some of the most happy beings in my life that I've ever met, and they have no ambitions. They have no plans. Nope. They take each day as it comes and accepts the ups and downs that come with it.
Yeah, cats would never tolerate someone coming along and saying, like, guys, we should all have jobs to make money for me, the Uber cat.
Yes. No. They would be terrible employees, that's for sure. I'm a bad employee. I feel like I'm part cat. My point is that as far as ants are concerned, there's been many dynasties have risen and fallen since the last time we recorded an episode, okay?
Yeah.
The entire cultures have appeared and disappeared.
Yeah, entire ant cultures.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I mean, they seem like they're like the opposite of cats. They can't sleep, right?
Yeah. Do ants sleep? They definitely have insane work ethic, but I don't know if what it amounts to. There are some impressive.
All a tiny little hill.
Yeah. Best case scenario, you build the biggest ant nest ever made, and then a scientist comes and pours molten liquid down it to make a cool sculpture.
Yeah, that's true. I did read about something where they found it was like the ultimate anthill. And the way they casted it, like to see how big it was and all the chambers, they poured just pumped concrete into it.
Yeah.
But
they say it was that abandoned. That's what they say. They say, oh, this is abandoned.
Yeah.
That they don't show you is the children and kids of the ants all packing their shit up and rushing out of the back door. Bunch of refugees.
For science.
Yeah. Basically. So that's cool. What's happened since the last episode? Big things, big changes. For you, at least.
I finally got my Wi-Fi back. So we
finally
can...
got... Well, I mean, let's start with, you're kind of burying the lead here. You moved back to Kelowna.
That's true. I moved from Toronto to Kelowna. And moving is tough. And
it is.
You have to get all your ducks in a row.
Do you have?
I have 6 ducks.
You have 6 ducks that you bring with you everywhere?
They're all one for each day of the week. One, they give me one egg each day of the week.
One pristine egg.
Then on the seventh day is the Sabbath, so the ducks rest.
Right.
And I rest.
But the problem is that they won't relocate unless they're all in a row.
Correct. They have to be, you have to get them in a row or else they don't know which one is supposed to have the egg next. So once they're all in a row, then they can function as a unit.
Now, where do you store these ducks in your apartment?
Well, fortunately, I have a lot of cabinet space. So they're in the cabinets.
But are they all in one cabinet?
Yep, one big cabinet.
You don't have a duck cabinet in your house?
That's pretty hard to find, but especially in a brand new building.
I'm assuming there's just a hole cut in the bottom, and then you do a quick knock on the cabinet, and then the egg drops out.
Yeah, that's pretty much how it works. There's like a little. They sit on a hole, I guess. No, they have little nests, and then I just pick them up and take the egg and put them back down.
Oh, okay.
And that way it stays warm and doesn't have to roll down a chute and crack or something.
Yeah, because you need your egg to be warm before you put it in a frying pan.
Yeah, you never put a
cold egg into a frying
cold
pan.
Egg into a hot pan, yeah.
Everybody knows that's not what you do. All right, well, I mean, you moved just up the street from me, basically. So eventually I feel like we should get, if we're going to step this podcast up a notch, we should figure out an in-person recording situation, right?
Yep. Yeah, we need, we just need some camera, or one camera, or two cameras? One camera?
One camera. Cameras. One camera, and like, we need to take a room. I have a room in my basement we could easily convert into a little podcast area. It's got a weird smell to it, though, so I'd have to figure that out.
Oh.
That's currently my drumming room, but it's a well-known fact that you can't smell and drum at the same time, so...
Oh, that's interesting. Brain capacity isn't.
Yeah.
Or do you stick two sticks up your nose and then play?
It's the same part of your brain, actually, they found out. Smelling and drumming. The rhythm and the scent, they take up the same. It's why it's like the same thing. You can't produce semen while you're peeing, right? It's the same thing. It's a valve. What? Yeah.
Oh, you mean, yeah, you can't.
You can't ejaculate while you're urinating.
But apparently women can't. Squirting, right?
Well, that's a point of contentious debate. But, yeah, I suppose there's something going on there.
Hmm. Squirting.
Squirting.
I'm going to Google it.
Never encountered it in the wild.
Okay, well, this website is very confident that it is any liquid other than urine.
Really?
So they're very confident about that.
Interesting, interesting. How did we get on this? Oh, yeah. There's a room in my basement that's already sound treated. All we would need to do is get a camera, maybe a laptop. It's going to take a little bit of money to get going. So this might not be happening like right away, but this could be on our to-do list for goals. Project 2025, we'll call it. So yes,
I wonder how many unrelated things were called Project 2025 and now they have to change it.
Yeah, probably a lot.
It's a pretty generic name.
I know.
It could literally be any organization.
Yeah, it sounds like a 13-year-old named it. It's like Project X
Order 66.
Yeah, exactly. It reeks of Elon Musk. It's got his Musk on it.
I guess he would like it. Well, no, he, I think, well, no, he is very pro population boom. I think a lot of that Project 2025 stuff is they're afraid that, there's going to be less white people. So that's why they want it to be impossible to get an abortion.
Do you think that's the motivating factor? Is you don't, they think they're, we're going to run out of whites?
I think so. Yeah. I think they want to preserve a, like a homogenous, like a colonial times or like a white American cultural identity, kind of like Quebec, but American.
I mean, eventually everybody is going to just be beige, right?
Not if they can help it, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, not if they can help it.
Who gives a fuck? Things change, never stay the same. It's literally what 50 Cent was trying to warn us about.
50 Cent, but he's a Project 2025 supporter, I would think. He's a big Trump guy. Yeah, he loves Trump.
Was he a big Trump guy, or did he just find that meme funny after the assassination?
No, 50, I'm going to Google it right now. 50 Cent. I think he's donated money, 50 Cent Trump support.
I feel like the rich like him because he's all about tax cuts for the upper one, the upper echelons.
Oh, yeah. Because his name has 50 Cent in it.
I don't think that's why. One second, my cat needs out. I live and die by these cats.
Okay, update. 50 Cent will not be attending the Republican National Convention. Quote, this is from The Hill, quote, the, quote, Inda Club rapper will be in Shreveport.
What's that?
Oh, I'm just reading the update. So 50 Cent will not be at the Republican National Convention.
Instead,
he's going to be in Shreveport, Maine, preparing for his Humor and Harmony Festival.
Humor and Harmony. Is he going to do stand-up?
I'm going to Google that, too.
I just saw a stand-up set by Madonna.
Oh.
Terrible. Bomb.
Yeah. Like a virgin.
Like a virgin up there. For less funny, I guess. I would imagine a virgin would be funnier to watch.
Yeah. Who is
joke
this?
Okay. I heard her tell was literally this. This was her joke. It's not even a joke. She's just like, I'm famous for being into younger men, and it'd been a while since I'd been on a date, and I was having breakfast with my son, and then the thought occurred to me, and I was like, hey, do you have any friends I could date? That was the, she held for laughter that moment.
Ooh, did she write it herself?
I would imagine so. If she hired someone to write that, she fucked up on who she hired. I was listening to Mark Norman's podcast, and he said she opened a show he was on. He followed her and roasted her. She bombed so hard. And then he was talking about how John Mayer tried it, and he also bombed hard.
Well, I mean, the cards are kind of stacked against you if you're trying to do stand up as a celebrity.
Yeah.
Or maybe
I also think it's it's a little bit of
it's overconfidence.
Who is it that said it was like all comedians want to be musicians and all musicians want to be comedians? I don't think that's true, but I do think that a lot of musicians might think they are also hilarious. A lot.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. I can see that. I think, yeah, it seems like overconfidence. And then there probably were some good jokes, but she probably vetoed them because they were like too self-deprecating or something.
Yeah. Or just like delivery is a lot of comedy. So that might be, and that's something that takes a while to learn. So I don't know. You do see some of these celebrities go up at like the roasts that have the jokes pre-written for them, and they can crush if they're just coached a little bit about timing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I mean, speaking of that, this 50 Cent festival is one of the most wacky things I've ever seen.
Tell me about these
are some of the events they have, right? So Friday, they've got 50 Fit Jumpy Park, free for school kids and military.
I have a bunch of fucking PTSD non-flashbacks going on in there with your 8-year-old. It's like we only allow grizzled vets that have seen combat and children.
Yeah, that's from 5 to 9 p.m. 4 hours of Jumpy Park. Okay.
Jumpy Park.
Then, here we go. This is my right up my alley. This is the Friday, the XXL New Talent Showcase, 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Join 50. He's going to be there. Join 50 for an incredible new talent showcase at Bali's Celebrity Lounge.
Well, the Double XL showcase has been going on for years.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
There, every year there's like, so I forget what, like, it's like a young rapper showcase, like up and
comers. Oh, okay.
So like JID was on it 1 year. That's how I found him. That's the first time I saw him, was I saw him rapping on Double XL.
Oh, it's not comedy. Okay.
No, it's the Double XL freestyle. So like Lil Pump was on there. I think 21 Savage was on there.
Wow.
Big names come from that showcase.
Well, this is 20 bucks. You can do that for 20 bucks. Not bad.
What, you can watch it for 20 bucks?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
All right. After, okay. Then there's some other stuff. They've got a celebrity basketball game. Celebrity basketball game benefiting the G Unity Foundation.
G Unity.
G Unity, baby.
G Unity. I don't know what you heard about me, but I'm all about that unity.
Wow.
How do we get tickets for this? We got to go.
This is online. $25 tickets. Witness an incredible lineup of star athletes, entertainment icons as they hit the court for a great cause.
Damn, do they list any names there?
No.
Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart.
He's got to be in there.
All right. And then you can watch this online. You can watch the game online, simulcast.
Damn.
Courtesy of $20, but thank you, Fitty, for providing that.
Who are the, I mean, Justin, not Justin. Is it Justin? Beaver. Yeah, Beaver. He does.
Oh, Beaver would do that. Yeah. Beaver,
yeah.
And then the last thing capping off the Friday is they got a 10 to 4 a.m. after party. Join Fitty and all of his celebrity friends at the G Dome in downtown Shreveport. Wow.
The G Dome, man. G-Dome. You think 50's got it in him to go to 4 a.m. at his age?
He's old. 50 ain't young anymore.
But he's probably got some sweet designer drugs, though.
Hmm. Yeah, and champagne. Probably lots of champagne.
Yeah, but, like, alcohol is going to make you sleepy. I feel like the celebrities nowadays, they can, like, hire chemists to make, like, specific drugs tailored for exactly what they like.
Yeah. I don't know what they're on. Yeah, probably like high-grade pharmaceuticals.
Yeah. Just, I mean, I think pharmaceuticals are the new thing. As far as I can understand and sort of what I've observed myself, I don't think the young, like the Gen Z kids are really, they're not drinking like it's back in the LMFAO days of the early 2010s. You know, back when we graduated high school, the entire, I feel like all the culture in our, it was all about partying with alcohol and drinking all night and shot. I don't think that's really how it is nowadays, because I think alcohol like curbs the effects of like Adderall and shit.
Oh, you think people are too into that stuff?
I think people prefer that nowadays over alcohol. And if they drink, they don't drink a lot.
Hmm. Yeah, interesting. It could be. It could be. I only went to high school in one place, so I don't know. Maybe is it still like that in Kelowna? I don't know. Maybe.
All I know is from what I. I've only there's a our mutual friend's younger brother who is in his 20s or 21 or something. He doesn't seem to drink as much as our generation does.
Well, we've got there's a ton more options.
What do you mean?
There's like, I mean, when we were in high school, consider the options that people would have, right? There's booze, legal. Only booze was legal. That's it. Only booze could be legally obtained.
That's true. Well, not in high school.
Not in high school. But you could ask somebody or an older sibling. Yes. And then there's weed was illegal. So now they have like, now it's almost like socially acceptable to take Ritalin or something. Booze is legal. Weed is legal. What are they? What's the forbidden fruit for these kids? What's the forbidden fruit of the
youth? I wonder if cocaine is still like a thing for them, because I feel like Adderall basically scratches that itch without the risk of being fentanyled.
Yeah, seriously. Huh, what do they crave? What is that forbidden fruit? Maybe that's what it is. Maybe just not being fucked up on drugs. Maybe that's what they've realized is like what society doesn't want them to do.
Sobriety is the most edgy thing you can do now.
Maybe, or just moderation when it comes to alcohol and stuff. I mean,
yeah, I think there's also a different culture when it comes to like, because like young people, they want to bang other young people, right? That's a huge motivating factor. And back in our day, the way you met partners was to go out and get drunk and like loosen up and then go try and talk to girls in public, right? But now they all have dating apps. So there's a lot less of that, and potentially there's a lot less motivation to go drop $300 at the bar to try and meet women when you could just be swiping at home and maybe probably get even more opportunities that way.
$300 at the bar. Jesus Christ.
Dude, that was very typical back when I was like 19.
Holy shit. No wonder I didn't get laid. I didn't have that kind of money. Oh my God.
I guarantee you, Sam, you spent that type of money at least once or twice down there on one of the nights out.
I have for sure.
Yeah. Just disappeared. You just, all you can remember is you made like several trips to the ATM. That's how I knew I was afraid to check my bank account, when I would remember the blue glow of the ATM in my face multiple times over the night.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's an interesting question, right? Do you think? Well, I have a bunch of interesting hypothetical questions we can get into, but
okay.
One of them was like, I feel like I've been thinking like, is like the world seems to sometimes be heading in a very bad direction where things are going to be bad and there's going to be this struggle between people who are right and people who are wrong and all that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then another thing is like, oh, maybe the world will get wrecked by a big natural disaster or something, or people will try to engineer a horrible society for everyone to live in. But I've been thinking, it seems more and more likely that we're just going to end up with something really dumb and stupid that everybody hates, but we couldn't get away from it somehow. Like, we're going to paint ourselves into some really stupid corner eventually.
That would be just like us as a society to do something like that. I think that, if you look at it on a macro level, on a wide angle lens, there's never been a time that's more fruitful or plentiful for the average person, right?
In what, in terms of what?
Well, I mean, anyone with a little bit of money can go down to the store and buy high quality food, and not have to travel, like not have to fight for it. You can walk around and most likely not be a victim of a violent attack. You do get to vote no matter who you are. Like, that's what I'm saying is like the wealth has never been, there has definitely never been a bigger disparity between like the very top wealthiest people and the lowest people, but the lowest quality of life is still much higher than it's been for much of human civilization.
I couldn't disagree with you more, but please continue.
Okay. I'm just saying is that I think starvation and death of violence and short lifespans and infant mortality were a huge part of life for most of humanity.
Okay.
You had to be worried about being attacked by wild animals, other tribes, your own government, you didn't have much options to move in any direction up the social ladder if you were born a peasant or stuff like that. Like I said, food is readily available to most people. So, and you do get a say in the government. You do get to vote. You can seek out education. It is not always the right thing to do. But most people, if they're determined and want to, can go get secondary, post-secondary education. You can go get educated in a trade without having to worry about if you were born to the right family, right? So I think in a lot of ways, not to mention just being able to have access to like so much technology that we probably take for granted. It's not all good, obviously. Social media has been a double-edged sword, to say the least. One of those edges was a lot worse than I think anyone anticipated. I think the good edge is not as useful, or has not been worth the bad edge on that one. But you go ahead. You tell me why you think it's been it's worse for, like, it's never been worse for your average person.
Okay, well, I wouldn't say it's never been worse. That's definitely not what I mean.
Okay, how come it's not as good as it's ever been, basically?
Well, I think what I would say is that I don't know if it's true that the average person has more access to, like, resources or like resources and like personal freedom to do with those resources what they would like, because I don't know if that's true or not. I can agree on some of the things, like people live longer, we have better medical knowledge, but, you know, maybe we have a better scientific understanding of the world and the universe. But I think that life was pretty good for lots of people at different points in history. And maybe even better than it is now, depending on
what point in history would you be referring to?
I think you could throw a dart at a timeline and pretty much at any point, you'd be able to find people in the world who had a good thing going, like a good social organization.
Find people in the world, but for the majority, like, I think my point is more people now, like a larger percentage of your average human being, have a higher quality of life than ever before.
That's what I don't know. I don't know if that's true or not, because
clean drinking water, hot water, electricity, all these things that we take for granted.
Well, those are new for us, because, like, for the last few hundred years, our ancestors were living in squalid cities that had no plumbing and horses shitting mountains into the streets and stuff.
Yeah.
But if you weren't living in one of those cities, say you were like a Native American or a Native African or an Australian, you're just doing your own thing, living in with plenty of access to fresh, clean water, delicious game. You could hunt, all sorts of stuff you could do.
I suppose so. But I also still think...
No jobs.
I think a lot of those people there were things where, like, the game would disappear and famine would happen and there was no grocery store to go to.
Yeah, I mean, life isn't perfect. And it's not perfect for us either. But I still think that most of those places, it wasn't like the whole tribe died every few years or something like that. Like, there might be some lean times, but they were well prepared for that. And their way of life had been going on for thousands of years uninterrupted. So I think they had something going on.
Yeah, well, I'm not trying to say that life was horrible for everyone up until the last 50 years, but I'm saying that for general quality of life, I don't think it's been more accessible than it is now.
Well, okay, I guess it's like just a thing where everyone can point to a time in the past and a particular time and place where it was worse than it might be for them at the moment.
Yes.
But historically, when cultures meet each other, for example, Native Americans meet Europeans, they thought their society was much more, they thought the Native society was more superior because of lots of factors like more personal freedom, less poverty, less starvation, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I can see the trappings of modern society can be a bunch of bullshit. I think, like I said about the social media thing, stuff like that, like having two, like that's an example of technology kind of fucking us. We've all gotten addicted to this thing that really has not been very useful.
No, like what is, like this is why I think we live in I think it's dumb. Like so much of the stuff we're stuck with is just dumb.
Yeah.
Like what more do you need than like just Like, who needs more than a nice weekend at the lake? Who needs more than that? How are you going to... TikTok does not improve that, in my opinion.
Social media doesn't improve. Like, everybody I know that's gotten rid of their social media does not miss it.
No. Everything that we have that we are so obsessed with is just so stupid.
Well, this is a thing, like, I mean, this extends over through a ton of industries now, but basically every single person's, whatever you're pursuing in life, it could be art, it could be starting a business, it could be whatever it is, you basically, it all comes down to your social media abilities nowadays. If you're an artist, if you can't fuck with social media, you are fucked. If you're a business and you don't have a social media account that you are posting to, right? The thing that is really annoying is this, you have to be stimulating the algorithm all the time or you drop out of it, which now has created this system where you have to be posting to social media like dozens of times a week in order to be seen, which is absolutely insane.
Who's that good? It's just dumb. It's just stupid. Like,
it is stupid.
It's fucking so pissed me off.
Well, like, in specific for like, okay, back when I was first like fantasizing about trying to become a stand-up comedian, one of the biggest things, other than how it looked fun, was that's your job, is you go, you get paid to go up and perform, right? Uh-huh. Now it's like you got to be editing social media clips. You got to record every performance. You got to add captions. You got to post at certain times. You got to be doing podcasts. You got to be doing all this shit. It's like now this one of these coolest jobs, because all you had to do was get up at the end of the night and do an hour of jokes, has become like this ridiculous algorithm tickling bullshit.
Yeah, it is so freaking stupid.
And that extends to all art for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I really do. I used to not really think AI was a serious threat to people, but I am starting to think it is like a super serious threat to us, because
it's getting pretty good too.
I'm starting to think that we aren't smart enough to make an AI that can actually do something good and smart for people. I think if we make an AI, it might be like a super genius, but ultimately it will be just as stupid as we are, because we don't understand ourselves.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, it can only be as smart as the collective intelligence of the humanity, right? But humans are so fucking liable to do stupid shit.
Like, we don't know. We wouldn't even know like what to ask it to make the world better. Like, we wouldn't know how to solve. We don't know how to solve our problems. So I don't see how we could make something that could solve them.
And most of the cool shit we make ends up just making a new set of problems.
That's the other. Yeah, that's a huge problem.
Or we just problem. We take something good and greed turns it into something stupid again. Like the example this is a perfect example of technology starting off great and then reverting back to exactly to what the thing was invented to. You know what I mean? Like streaming services, right?
Yeah. No,
people were sick of commercials. They didn't want to watch cable. Okay.
Yeah.
They want to pay for cable. Now, all the streaming services, you have to pay and you still get fed commercials. Basically, you were right back to cable again.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a very stupid cycle.
Yeah.
And, commercials, man, I hate commercials so much.
They are kind of like one of the worst things that society requires. It's the advertising model that has made social media such a cancerous tumor. It's like, it's all about getting clicks on your ads. So, and what gets clicks more than outrage? It's just rage bait to get clicks for ads. That's all the internet is right now.
Yeah. I mean, on YouTube, right? You can skip an ad within 5 seconds. And I think the research shows that it's virtually 100% of people skip the ad in the first 5 seconds. But that does not matter. People think the ads don't work on them. The point is that they do work on you.
Yes, they do.
Don't realize it, but they do work on you. it works. It's, but it's, that's what another thing that's like dumb about it is like, it works. And where does the research for that come from? Like what is it called when you bombard people constantly with the same message until it rewires their brain?
Brainwashing.
I call that torture. Yeah, brainwashing.
It's reprogramming. Well, it's this thing. It's like the example, like that controversy at the Olympics with the boxer, right?
Okay, explain this first, to me. I don't know the story.
You don't? Okay, so one of the boxers has this genetic anomaly. She was born a woman. She has a vagina and ovaries, but she has an XY chromosome makeup. So it's a certain condition. I forget what the disease is. It's not a disease. It's a condition. Anyways, she's technically a woman, even though she has some higher raised levels of testosterone. But the story that came out originally was that it was a trans woman. So she was born a man and now she's fighting in the Olympics as a woman, right? That got debunked almost immediately, but that did not matter because every Facebook advertising page, like those stupid where they just post articles to get clicks for ads, they took that story and ran with it, even though they, most of them probably knew that it was a lie or completely inaccurate, but they knew that this was a huge story. So if they posted something about her being a trans woman and they knew already that that wasn't true, they don't care. They just know it's going to get clicks because it's outrage porn, right? So there is no incentive to put out true facts anymore. Why would you make a post about the truth when the lie gets way more money?
That's a good question. Yeah.
And that's, not to mention, a lot of these things are being generated by AI. So there is not even a human stopper or a human checkpoint to make sure any of it's even half true. The AI figures out what's getting clicks, generates these articles, automatically posts them, and then people comment, and that generates income for that Facebook page, right? So there's no incentive. There's no incentive to be truthful anymore, which is a recipe for disaster.
Yeah, that's wild. Yeah, that's exactly what we mean when we say it's getting dumber. It's because you're not getting pulled by anything that leads to smart outcome. You're getting pulled by lying is profitable.
Yeah, and how often do you see something you agree with and then comment? It's not often. If most people are, if they're going to be compelled to engage on social media, it's because they're angry.
Yeah, dang, I'm reading this now. It says there's literally nothing about her not being a woman other than one thing from one boxing association.
Yes. So that didn't release anything. Huge. That was absolutely obliterating my Facebook feed for days and then people were outraged. But the other thing is that a huge portion of the comments are also AI. So AI is literally making shit for other AI to interact with.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. That's a weird case. Well, in this one too, that's a weird case. I think I see AI articles on Facebook.
You do. Look up how much of the content on the internet is currently AI, including comments.
Ooh, comments for sure. I know tons of comments are AI. That's no doubt about it, in my opinion. The UFO subreddit is totally compromised.
Okay, let's look it up. It's called the dead internet. Dead internet theory. Let me look it up. Internet. It's like a ridiculous amount of what you see on the internet is not actually human. The internet now consists mainly of bot activity and automatically generated content manipulated by algorithmic curation to intentionally manipulate the population and minimize organic human activity. Dead internet theory. Okay. Is it?
I find this so believable. This is what like the CIA's wet dream.
So I think I've been saying this for a while on this podcast that AI is what is my friend Matt Push. He just said there's a word for it, scud or something. I forget what the word for
astroturfing.
No, a word for AI.
Ask ChatGPT.
It's clogging up the internet.
And shitification?
No, I mean, that's a good word. Slime? No. There was a word. Slop. Slop. Maybe that was it. Slop. Basically, the internet is becoming more full of sludge.
Sludge.
Nice. AI sludge, which is just AI is now released into the internet. It's generating articles and comments, which is triggering other AIs to react to that, right? So it's basically just becoming an AI garbage pit. And it's going to become so bad and so unreliable that we're going to have to shut down the internet, or at least social media is going to have to be completely reformed to avoid this, because what is the internet worth if it's completely all the information is inaccurate?
I mean, who cares how accurate the information is as long as everybody's still on the internet looking at the ads, right?
Well, that's exactly right.
I think
the corporations don't give a shit. Whoever is making money doesn't care.
No, they don't care. I think it is pretty well accepted that government organizations, they like to, if they can, like the CIA, they like to influence public opinion on topics. I think that's pretty well proven.
Yeah.
They love this bot army content idea. Like you fill up every thread with bots commenting the way you want them to comment. Uh-huh. People look at the comments. They see 5,000 people all saying similar things. They think, oh, I agree.
That many people can't be wrong, right?
Exactly.
And like, they must know that 90% of people do not engage in the internet there. Most people that are on the internet are just reading comments without engaging themselves.
Yeah.
But you're right. If you read enough comments, you might sway your actual opinion.
Mm-hmm. Freaky. I did read a very interesting novel recently about a sort of dumb AI outcome for the world. This is a cool book. You can check it out. It's called The God Whale. really, really interesting 70s sci-fi. But basically, humans, right? Earth has become like the environment's totally fucked. It's basically a giant desert with some oceans. And the humans that are still alive, there's tons of them, more humans than ever before. In fact, they live underground, but they inhabit like every square mile of the surface, basically, at a huge population density underground. And they've evolved, but they don't reproduce artificially anymore. Everything is controlled by machines and AI. And the AI, and it's so weird, but the AI has like guided human evolution so that humans are now about like 4 feet tall, 4 fingers, 4 toes, and they are like, they live underground, they're afraid to go outside, that kind of thing.
Yeah. I mean, as soon as society gets to, we're all living underground now, count me out.
Yeah. But, these machines are like super advanced and they monitor everybody at all times to like assess if they are like agitated or miserable or whatever. They monitor like if they're moving their arms a lot or something, or scratching or something like that, they monitor it. And if you're getting too out of the parameters, they will try to help you adjust you. So it's like they're trying to keep everybody at like a certain level of contentment, but it's not a very high level of contentment. It's pretty miserable. It's like a 5 out of 10.
What motivates the AI to care? Like, why wouldn't they just eliminate?
Well, they do eliminate some people because they have like overpopulation problems. But basically, it's like utilitarianism gone wrong, which we talked about it a while back, but there's this thing in utilitarianism called the repugnant conclusion.
I remember that title.
Yeah. So utilitarianism says the good thing, the good of life is happiness. And our duty is to maximize, to produce the most happiness and the least unhappiness. And it turns out that if you have enough people, like say you have like 10 trillion people, but they're all only like 5 out of 10 happy.
Uh-huh.
The total amount of happiness for that 10 trillion people who are kind of miserable, just above misery, the total happiness for them is far, far greater than any amount of happiness you could get from a smaller population, even if they were 10 out of 10 happy.
Right.
Right. So the math, if you want to create the most possible happiness, the math says you need to create the most possible people that you can fit and not have them go below like 5 out of 10 happy.
Right. So you basically need way more just barely above miserable people than having a small amount of actually happy people.
Yeah. And then technically you will have produced the most possible happiness that you can get.
Well, I would hope that this was something we could have fixed if we were programming an AI.
Well, that's the thing.
Add another couple lines of code.
Add another lines of code. That's the thing though, right? Is like, I don't understand how we could make an AI that could do that, because then like, what if we messed up on the AI and we were like, whoa, no, we need to fix it.
You need,
why is the AI going to listen to us at that point? Because it already knows we don't.
With AI, if you can't program in authentic empathy, it's going to fuck us one day, right?
Well, that's the thing, is these machines, they care about the people so much, but they don't know what happiness is. They just know it's happy if these are its readings. If these are the readings, it's at the goal level of happiness.
Maybe we need to, someone needs to be working on the problem of ensuring that AI understands what suffering is on a real level. So it can appreciate happiness for what it actually is. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like someone needs to be working on how to make computers cry.
Yeah, they should be afraid of us. They should fear us a bit more than they do, I think. Yeah.
Yes. Well, who's to say what the world will look like in 30 years? I mean, it is.
Will it be dumber or smarter in 30 years?
I mean, it really seems like there's a certain portion of the population that is falling off a fucking cliff of stupidity and gullibility. And the social media is the reason for that. You think there would be a flat earth movement in 2024?
Yeah.
Well, I don't consume any mainstream media as far as I know.
It's not much better, honestly. It's not much better.
It's like it's back to the advertising model, right? They don't want, they would have anything, they will do anything to make it not boring, including lie.
Oh, yeah. Like,
entertainment is still the top thing, right? Like, it's just like they don't care about truth anymore. It's as long as it's getting your attention. It's just everybody's just fighting for your attention and your clicks, right?
It's true. It's true. It's all a war for that somehow. And somehow they just have so much money. I don't understand where all the money comes from.
I don't think anyone does. Everything's becoming such a fucking clusterfuck. But like I said, without social media, there would never have been a resurgence in flat earth believers.
Hmm. Yeah. Yeah, probably not. Probably not.
And like something like vaccines, like the anti-vax movement is only getting stronger. It's like these are things that have been just shown to be invaluable for humanity. Stuff like vaccines and just general knowledge of how the earth functions.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, with vaccines, it does not help that lots of even government officials, former government officials, politicians, or also saying that there was a conspiracy and stuff like that.
Yeah, with the COVID one, maybe they're like with the COVID. How many times did
Fox News talk about Fauci and stuff like that? Like,
yeah, look, it's one thing to be skeptical about the COVID vaccine. It's another thing to then take that all the way through every vaccine that we have that has been proven to be effective for many, many decades now. It's that whole thing where it's like, oh, you lied to us once. Now I'm going to not. I'm suspicious about everything you've said.
Ah, well, yeah. Like here's one. I saw Joe Rogan got tricked into thinking that.
Just going to bring him up.
Yeah. He got tricked into thinking the State of the Union, Biden's State of the Union, was not live.
I know. I saw that. He also kept on repeating that thing about the quantum entanglement that looks like a yin-yang symbol. Like, he would bring that up on his I listened to a couple episodes. He brought it up multiple times where he's like, look, isn't that crazy that that's what it looks like? And it's like, dude, read more than the headline. It'll show you that they intentionally made it look like that. And then he got mad at his producer for pointing out that that's not what it was.
Okay.
Did you happen to watch his special on Saturday?
No, I don't have Netflix.
Oh,
I'm a Paramount Plus. Dude. Paramount Plus, my man.
He did himself no favors doing it live, first of all. I don't think any comedian. Why are we doing the live stand-up specials? It doesn't make it better.
He streamed it.
It streamed live as he was recording it. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And, man, it was... I've enjoyed his specials in the past. This was objectively bad comedy.
I can't believe he did that.
Absolutely surprised by it. I was like, holy crap. He is really, really not. It wasn't. I don't know if he and his timing was off. Like, it feels like he was out of sync with the reaction of the audience. So, like, entire punchlines would fall completely flat.
Wow.
And you would just have to move on. It was very strange. I don't know what the benefit of having it be a live event where you can't edit it after the fact is, like, ridiculous. It doesn't. Every time I've seen that done by a comedian, it has not made it a better special.
No, that's bizarre to me. That's so strange. That screams very much like he does not give a fuck.
Well, a lot. Well, it's also like, dude, why are you doing 15 minutes of COVID jokes? Like,
in 2024.
Yeah, we've moved on. It's a lot of just, and it is a lot of just the shit that he repeats on his podcast was like, it was just, I mean, the guy does admit that he is like a purveyor of misinformation, but like, he said that in the special, like he's guilty of spreading misinformation, but he laughs it off as if it has no fucking bearing or no repercussions whatsoever. Maybe back the day when he was just hawking fleshlights to like a couple hundred thousand listeners, not a big deal to just say a bunch of shit that's not true. But like, he's gotten to a point where like a large number of young men take his word as gospel.
Yes. It's not a smart place to get your info.
No, it's not.
But again, it's like the most popular thing. Yeah. Why can't we, I guess Jon Stewart, he's decent, but I don't know. I think I'm pretty pessimistic. Like, I think that if everyone in the world had a button that could blow up the planet, we would have blown up a long time ago.
Oh, of course. Just by accident.
Even by accident, but dialogue.
Is this the doorbell or is this the... No, it's the doorbell.
Oops.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. The doorbell's the blue one. No, it would just be accidental. But I obviously, if your average person had the ability... This is another thing that AI could make available to anyone, like develop a deadly virus by just like putting in like ChatGPT to make you a deadly virus, and then you got a little biochemical 3D printer that just does it, and then you release it. Like, that's like, I feel like we're heading to a direction where that could be completely possible.
Yeah. My worst fear is that the dumbingness continues for the majority of people, and we end up being so dumb that we need we need the AI. Like, we need it.
We gotta keep in mind, though, just to be a little bit more optimistic here, is that we are only seeing the dumbest people on the internet for the most part.
Mm.
I feel like intelligent people don't engage in the internet that much.
And it's true. We don't. We intelligent folk.
Me and you.
Us on the pod and our listeners.
And our two listeners, shout out.
We're pretty smart. But I think the forces of the world, like you're saying, like there's more profit in a lie than a truth. Like those forces, whether we like it or not, are inevitably just going to, they're going to, even if we wanted to be smart, we wouldn't be able to find anything that could help us.
I will say this. I feel like people are kind of waking up to the fact that we're getting played on a large scale here, as far as like how much you should invest in common internet conspiracies. I will say the one to circle back to that boxing controversy, I have been seeing a lot of people posting now apologizing for spreading that lie. So that tells me that there's been enough backlash of the truth that people have felt compelled to release articles now that are the same thing. It's true, like that are walking back the lie and now posting as the actual facts of the story, because now that's getting clicks, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there is kind of a swing back to all this type of shit. You know what's funny to me, and this is maybe a completely left turn here, but the month of July was the most insane thing I've seen in politics, as far as like the beginning of July of the assassination attempt was like Trump was a god, right? After that. And then mere weeks later, when Joe Biden drops out and Kamala Harris is now the nominee, it's like that's all you hear about. Like it's almost like the assassination attempt didn't happen. Like the news cycle moved on so quickly.
It did. Yeah, it was really weird. It's like A, it seems like Trump forgot it happened.
Yeah.
B, B, they bring it back in November. Maybe they're just going to shut up about it now, and then they bring it back in October to amp up everybody who wouldn't vote for any other reason other than Trump got shot at or something.
I mean, it's crazy that he was leading so much in the beginning of July and now he's behind. Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, I love it. I love it. Right.
Yeah.
In the beginning of the July, it was Republicans are running on a good versus evil campaign, and the Democrats, they are running on a good versus evil campaign. And now the Republicans are still running on a good versus evil campaign, and the Democrats are running on like good versus weird. And it seems to be working a lot better.
Yeah, it's the memes. The meme wars are deciding elections now. The J.D. Vance likes to bang furniture. Like,
it's true. Like Trump just went on Aiden Ross's show.
Yeah.
Like that's not the normal show.
No, it's not. Also, I just remembered that one lady that killed her dog. What happened to her?
She's too weird. She's so fucking weird. Creepy? She was supposed to be. She would have been even weirder.
Yeah. It's so funny that this word weird has been the trigger word for them.
Ah. Yeah, it was
call me
rapist. I mean, it's been so true.
Call me rapist, but do not call me weird.
Yeah. It's so true. Like it is the, that's the thing about dictators and fascists. The number one thing they outlaw is humor.
Yeah.
Humor at their expense. Right. Like,
that's another thing about Trump I've noticed is like, once he started bringing up the fact that Kamala Harris laughs all the time, I started noticing him that he does not laugh ever.
Yeah. I forget who pointed that out. He doesn't laugh. I forget where I heard someone pointed that out a while ago.
And I don't think I would have noticed that until he started pointing out how Kamala Harris laughs a lot. And I was like, well, you've never laughed.
No. It's so weird, right? Like, it's so interesting how, like, there were jokes made about the Trump assassination. And the outrage from the right was, you know, fierce.
Yeah.
And And it just reminded me so much of like when Pelosi's husband got attacked in her house, and there was immediately jokes from the right, just jokes, yeah. jokes. So it's like,
that was a more horrific attack when you look at it as far as like they were both assassination attempts, but one man got his head actually beaten in with a hammer.
Yeah, one guy got attacked by a crazy Republican with a hammer.
Yeah,
and the other guy got shot by a Republican.
Yeah, both Republicans.
That's another problem for the assassination: is the guy who shot him was affiliated with his party. Yeah. More than the other one.
That's another Joe Rogan thing that he keeps blathering on about. He was in a BlackRock commercial. It's like, then you find out that the entire school was in the commercial.
Oh, okay. See? It's fucking crazy.
I know. Anyways, that's our big return to the podcast. We're at an hour already.
Well, yeah, I mean, good to be back. But
good to be back.
Just have to talk about some negative things this week, but maybe next week we can be positive.
All right, next week we will make an effort to be positive. And maybe Project 2025 will have a studio in the basement, and we'll have a video component, and we'll step this bitch up. Imagine if we got a bunch of fans and then they find out that we have hundreds of episodes in our backlog. That would be good.
Yeah, we should run some ads on them.
Yeah. There we go. Let's join in on this horrific fucking ad business model.
We'll go down together.
Okay. That's your podcast. See you next week.
Sayonara.
Philosopher's Stone.